Today's daf yomit is Rebbe Kama daf your base, Rebbe Kama 12, and today's daf yomit is dedicated to Yeshua for all of Am Yisrael. So today's daf yomit tells us that there's a korban called kachim kalam. These are a type of sacrifices that are a lesser degree of holiness, that these are sacrifices that the owner is allowed to eat, as opposed to kachim, which is the more sacred sacrifices that the regular Yisrael cannot eat. So the question is that, are you able to understand that this money of the kachim kalam, is that considered to be the owner of the money of the person himself or the owner of the temple? And the way it matters is, can you betroth the woman with your portion of the kachim kalam? And so the answer is that while it's alive, Rabbi Yossi clearly says that we're going to say Michayim, that while it's alive, it's going to be considered kachim kalam, is going to be considered your own money. But once it's slaughtered and the animal is burned as a korban, then we're going to say it's the money of Hashem. And so the Gemara says, under these circumstances, we're going to say that that the distinction is that if you want to betroth a woman with the portion of kachim kalam, it's going to take effective while the animal is still alive. And so we see from here that in order for it to be your money, it has to be while you're alive. But once you are gone, then we're going to say that it's the money of Hashem. And this is obviously a metaphor also for our own money, that once that we have ability to work it with it only while we're still in this land. But once we go to the Olam HaEmes, everything, all our material objects are going to be belonging to Hashem Yisparach.